Strap on your tool belt and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yeah!
Can you hear me?
What's up?
What's up?
Dude, we've got on our My Fix It Up Life DIY fitness show.
Hold on.
Matt Blashaw. Dude, guns! Are you kidding me?
Damn it.
Are we talking fitness? What are we talking about?
I'm not going to do that.
Wait a minute, Blashaw. Is that a pig? Are you guys kidding me? So, Cameron, somebody call a vet because those pythons are sick.
What, these? What are you talking about?
Hold on a second. Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, what is going on? Matt and Jason, meet Justin if you haven't met him before.
What's a pleasure.
Have we met Justin? I don't know if we've met before.
We've probably crossed paths in the DIY world.
At some point. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you on Blab.
It's nice to Blab with you, too.
Can Matt hear us? Can you hear us, Matt? We can't hear you.
He can hear us, but we can't hear you, Matt.
I heard a ding.
I heard a ding, too. What the hell's going on over there?
Lips?
Are you cooking?
No, that was me. I got a text message.
You got to hold signs up. We can't hear you.
Hold on a second. My line is ringing. So we are theoretically talking about DIY fitness. Oh, wait, what's that? Boom!
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
There we go.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Testosterone is just pouring through the window of my hotel room.
You know, I got to close the window. It's pouring through here, too.
Yeah, it's getting kind of funky in here.
I just came from the gym, so, you know, I'm a little – I cheated a little bit. I'm a little pumped up right now, so, you know.
There you go. There you go. So yeah. Was it – one of the things that we're supposed to talk about, and we might get there, we might not, is the DIY of fitness and, like – because we all travel – people in the audience who are listening to us, like Silene F, I hope I said that right, or Mom Metallica, are you kidding me? We all travel for business, we go on vacation, we do all this stuff, and then you're eating cheeseburgers like I had today in Chicago. Oh my God, it was good. So were the fries.
And I have it every now and then.
I'm so thirsty, I can't stand it, because it was, you know, cheeseburger and then salt. Matt, seriously, is that like a goat?
Can we hear Matt yet? No, we can't hear him.
We can't. No. Matt might need to share his microphone.
Matt's got to click something.
Matt, you got to pound away at the keyboard.
We all did it. Now it's your turn.
It is. And that's Cindy, who was listening before.
Yeah,
and I can't. So I have a little problem reading what the Twitter handle is supposed to be. You know, and then I make up a name, basically. So Mom Metallica says Matt needs to reboot. He did. I'm going to click something over here. Let him come in. So right now, I'm in a hotel room in Chicago because I'm this.
Construction specialist.
Wow. It's official.
It's official. It's on a tag. You know, when it's on a tag, it's official.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is no, like, this is made out of carbide.
Matt, can you hear us?
Sound!
Damn it.
No. Mark, I once got one of those from Craftsman that said that I was a master woodworker, which I am not.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, you know, DIY construction handyman kind of guy. But I figure if I could get that made into a Pope hat that says master woodworker and just wear it.
Hey, Matt, call Tara. I think she can settle your sound problems.
Matt needs to follow. Yeah. Does he need to follow everybody to make that work? He's not.
Oh,
I had to follow people. Maybe that's what it is. You're right.
We can try some
fitness. I like to stay sober while I drink water.
So let's get into this. Let's talk fitness. What's
I'm
this?
Okay. I'm literally choking on water. And we know that John Culinary's coming up.
Is he coming up? Because I know there was a problem with Safari and Beta, and, you know, we can't – I tried on Safari.
Yeah, it won't work on Safari.
Yeah.
I ended up doing Google Chrome. That ended up working.
Yeah, that's what I'm on now. So that's
yeah.
it. Ticket.
That's where I am.
So John's saying he's in now, but I don't see him. He should pop up, right?
He's in. Cindy is having issues, so maybe try Google Chrome. Justin, you had to download that last time.
Yes, I've downloaded on Fly.
Exactly. You're good. You are good.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Chrome is best with Blab now, so obviously that's the way to go. So maybe eventually it'll work on Safari.
Yeah, maybe it will. But, you know, let's talk about web browsers instead of what you did, Jason, at the gym tonight, because God knows I want this to be a wired, mashable. Oh,
there he is.
Show's kind of – thanks for coming.
We can hear him.
We can hear you, John Culinary, HGTV.
Well, I'm a lot cooler than that anyway, so thank God he's got it.
Oh, but you know what? Watch this. I'm going to bash on this like thing and give you that many. What is it, gym hat night, you guys? Did you share it, like, tweet each other to wear ball caps?
No. I've got hat.
I got to leave the hat on. Gym head. I got gym head.
You got gym head?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, hey, Justin.
Yes.
I'm going to click you out for a second to see we can get Matt back in.
Good.
And we're going to cycle through. So check, stay with us and come back in, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, later, man. So on this, you can only do four at a time. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Got it.
That's how it works. So now Matt is trying again. Let's see what happens now.
Does it work now?
Watch out!
I don't know what happened. What was it?
I am computer literate.
Hold on, you guys.
John, I heard a new word, John. Real nice, bud. I heard every word.
Hold on one sec.
And you're bashing me.
I'm going to send you guys an email.
I'm going to fax you guys something. Hold on.
Jason, obviously, you're not old enough to remember those things. You just know it from, like, watching that History Channel show about technology.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's what it
yeah.
is. Listen, I'm
yeah.
shocked I'm even on this. I got this to work. I'm amazed. I just Periscope yesterday for the first time. Periscope, now you got Blab.
Isn't that the freakiest thing, the whole Periscope?
Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's like, then Blab. And I'm like, what is Blab? I thought I was calling into the show, and all of a sudden, no, I'm doing Blab. I'm like,
they made me feel so old because, like, last time we were doing Google Chat, never did that before, and now I'm doing Blab. Like, what is it? And now it's taking control of my Twitter? Is that what it says?
I love Mark. I love how Mark has all the new gadgets. He's got everything new out. He's always on top of it. I love it.
Super tech.
Yeah. John, let me take a lot of credit right now for us being on Blab and also us being on, well, anything, because what I want everyone to know in the Blabosphere is that it's all me and not, say, for example, Teresa.
Yes. It's your wife.
Yes.
Where is
yeah.
Teresa?
And it's not. She is with Jack tonight, hanging out with our son, our six-year-old.
So
I'm doing this from the road in a hotel room.
You're on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I've got beer and pizza in here. Like, it's just stacked up.
Yeah, beer and pizza, we're going to talk fitness.
Perfect fitness.
DIY fitness.
Yeah.
No, that's why we're doing it, though, because I'm at the remodeling show in Deck Expo, and it's like a home show for pros, and I'm teaching classes on how to build decks and pergolas and things like that, and it's life on the road, so we got inspired to get your guys' take, because all of you, I mean, how many, Matt, how many nights a year do you spend in a hotel?
300. Last year was 300 nights. That's ridiculous.
Holy crap.
Why do I have this place? Like, why do I have this?
You should get it out of the year, dude.
Seriously. Like 300 days is, like, ridiculous. So, yeah.
But let me ask you guys this. We're all the same. The first question I ask when I get to the hotel is, where's the closest gym?
That's exactly what I do all the time.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, we have one here. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. You've got a room with a treadmill and some heavy stuff in it.
It's a room with two treadmills and a rack of weights that go up to 25.
The first thing that I do is that I Google and I look for the nearest gym, and I look for, because literally gym fees are going to be like $5-$10 maybe per session. You go in there, they have everything that you want. When you go to like North Carolina, South Carolina, there's actually some really nice gyms that have
good gyms.
They have some good gyms. So you could go and
get a gym in somebody's garage. Look on $10.
What's that?
Is that a gym or somebody's garage for $5 or $10?
Hey.
You go in there, you're just lifting like a car axle.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah. You have to run down the alley, the dog's chasing you. That's part of your cardio.
Well, Mark, I want to know something. Do you go down or do you make your own gyms on the road? Because I feel like you have the craziest things ever. So you just make yours.
Sometimes I do. I've done that. I'll find a place to go running, wherever it is. Like, I can go on the lakeshore in Chicago tomorrow, and then I'll just find crap, like, I've done pull-ups on brick walls and bus stops, and I got yelled at in New York City for doing push-ups on a traffic barrier. The construction guy just comes around. He's got his vest on.
Problem.
And he's just like, you know you can't do that, right?
Like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I feel like we're on the Brady Bunch. I'm looking down.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
You know, people ask you guys, I'm sure ask you guys all the time, you work a full day, you know, you do a show, you get up at 7 a.m., you're there until 5 o'clock, you're working all day. Everybody's like, why are you going to the gym? You just worked all day. I'm like, I wish it was the same.
I wish
that's all it took was we could work all day and it would be the same thing. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more mental. You're more concentrated when you're at the gym. You're not having to talk. You're not having to host. You know,
well, there's a lot of people when you get there that are talking the whole time, and I'm not one of them. I'm like, you know, get in and get out.
Focus.
That's John. He goes to the gym. He's like, hey, how you doing, man? Those weights look heavy, buddy.
Let me tell you right now. The gym is the only place that I can be my own thoughts. I go to CrossFit, because at CrossFit, everybody wants to talk. I don't talk to anybody. I'm like, I'm here to do a workout. I want to get in and out. Leave me alone. This is my one moment to be alone. So
here's the like, you guys are on TV story. Do people come up to you and are just like, they want to, they recognize you. They're like, you know, Matt, you're a yard crasher. Can you crash my yard? And you're literally like, you know, ready to do a set. And you're like, do I have to do this now?
That's why you keep headphones in. Headphones in, hat on, head down. You just keep on going, one after another. Boom, boom, boom. Like, cycle. Yeah, yeah. But you know what?
Nice.
Like, towards the end of it, it's cool because people are like, hey, that's great. But usually towards the end, but like, man, during the workout, I don't want to talk. I just want to concentrate on the workout, get it done. And then, you know, afterwards, we can talk and we can chat for a little bit. It's always cool if people come up and say hi. Yeah.
I don't even correct anybody anymore. I used to go to the gym all the time, and I would be watching somebody try to do squats, and they're like, they're going to break their back, and I would go over, and I don't even do that anymore. I'm just – I just get it done, you know what I mean? I'm in there 35, 40 minutes, and I'm out, and that's it.
The guy's got the weights, and they fall on him, and Dude, I can't help you. I'm busy.
Well, this is what I want to know. Matt and Jason, are most of your workouts still gym, like weights? Like, or have you changed up and done anything different?
Well, for me, it's let's see. Well, you know, it's funny with routines and gym. I mean, as a trainer, I would say one thing. As an individual, I would say another. But for me, I switch it up in the summer and the spring and in the fall. I'll go to the park nearby, and maybe 2 days a week I'll do sprints and plyos. And then I'll be in the gym. So it's a combination of the two. But even in the gym, it's all about, you know, how I adjust my workouts with the volume and the intensity and cycling those two. And because a lot of people that I work with, whether they're athletes or beginners, it's really about forcing somebody to adapt. So growth is all about adaptation. And adaptation for me is the fitter you are, the more trained you are, the quicker you adapt, right? Yep. To stimuli. So for me, I've been doing this. I don't even want to say how long I've been doing it, but it's been a long time. So you have to continue the stimulation. You have to adapt. So for me, it's CrossFit is a great example of how they've taken some of these exercises that we in the industry have used for a long time, and they've put them in a nice package where you've got these multi-joint exercises that are Olympic style lifts and things. That force people to really adapt. And if you're not used to CrossFit and somebody tries it for the first time, they're like wowed by it because it is intense, right? John, I mean, you know, because you do this, but yeah, so I think it's a combination. You have to really judge where you're at and adjust your routine accordingly. So I do a lot of different things to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I found for me, like CrossFit was, I mean, especially, you know, the older that I get, the more that I'm working out, like it was a little bit too hard on my joints. I do hit high intensity interval training. So I will go from machine to machine to machine and make sure I hit every body part during a workout. So, you know, whether that be some, you know, some push-ups or then some burpee push-ups, then into some pull-ups. Then if I have dumbbells, a bench, I mean, I'm pretty good to be able to, I mean, do a ton of stuff. And I mean, talk about like DIY. I mean, I could throw, you know, some boxes on the ground, do some box jumps, you know. I mean, you could do a ton of stuff, even in your hotel room, dips, I mean, you name it. So I just try to go as fast as I possibly can, and I just get my heart rate up because for me, like, it's just the quicker the better, and I just get my heart rate, and then it's I can burn more calories that way.
Well, Matt, a lot of people that I talk to on the road, like you were just talking about, in your hotel room, because that's where we spend most of our time, right? So I usually have my TRX with me. I have bands with me. I usually have things that I can use. Even if I don't make it to the gym, I've got something in the room, like you said. Or we just go outside and find a place you can run, do some sprints, and things like that. But you're right. There's never an excuse. You can always do something.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And Mark, I know we've talked about this so many times, but I think when you hear, especially how guys like us, how we travel a lot, we're always doing different things. I mean, look, for us, there really is no routine. I mean, really, I mean, I don't, we're not 9-to-5 people that are doing a job where I get home at 5, I go to the gym at 5:30. It's the same thing for me Monday through Friday every day. And I think it's something good for so many people to kind of realize when they are doing their workouts that you don't want routine. You want to change it up. You always want to be go to the gym in the morning, maybe for a couple months, then change it up and go in the afternoon. Always be doing something different with your body, whether it be just going to the gym, doing normal workouts, doing a CrossFit workout, using no weights at all, just using your body weight. And that, you know, just like you said, get some boxes and just do box jumps in the place. You can really make your own workouts and make these incredible experiences.
And one thing that I've been doing, and it's kind of an accident of our DIY life, and then Matt, obviously you're going to have experiences, and both you guys too, Jason and John, is we ended up with a bunch of pallets at our house. And I started running in the morning, and then I have to get my son off to school. So I don't have the gym time to put in. So I started doing stuff with pallets. And I'll be damned, and I can't believe I'm saying this. Hello, Pinterest. They're awesome. Because they make you work on all kinds of hand strength, everything's off balance.
Yeah.
And you don't just rack them back in the weights. Like, you have to, like, do clean them up in your yard. You can make box jumps. I've been doing sit-ups with them. They're fantastic. But it's like you're saying, John and Jason and Matt, I don't do that every day.
Just having the variety of changing it up and doing something different.
Muscle confusion. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. You can't do the same routine every time. You got to switch it up, whether you run, push-ups, this. I mean, even here when I train at my gym, different workout every week, every month, and trying to get my muscle confusion, because that's where you're going to get the most gains and the most, you're going to look the best, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, the key is consistency, guys. So I think, you know, for anybody that's, wanting to work out or wants to get into this lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle, let's be honest. It's consistency number one, but that consistency is going to change because you will adapt. Eventually your body will adapt to anything. So when you plateau, beginners, intermediates, and it's because you're going to continue to do the same thing over and over again, and eventually it's not going to work anymore. So adaptation, recuperation, those things revolve, but you're right. I mean, using different things and different ways of training that you might not be used to, whether that's working with pallets, working with grip strength, doing things you're not used to doing, unbalanced training. Unbalanced training is great because you're always working your core. Whenever you're not balanced and you're hitting a specific muscle group and you're unbalanced, you're working all the other muscles to keep yourself balanced while working the target muscle. Maybe that's biceps, but you're also standing on a BOSU ball because you're working other muscles without even knowing you're working them. So unbalanced training is great. So just to put somebody in a situation they're not used to will create change.
Well, Jason, and because you were first, we have to unblab you first. So I have to do the polite thing because your colleague, Sarah Bendrick, is coming in.
Hey, all right.
I got to go too, though. I got to take off. So if you want to keep Jason on, I can bring Sarah. To bring Sarah in.
He's totally more exciting than you anyway.
It's true.
Peace out, man. Good seeing you, buddy.
Hey, Jason.
Matt, you rock, pal.
Hey, Jason, real
awesome.
Quick.
Awesome. Thank you.
In Santa Monica, that you remember you showed me the first time in Santa Monica was like 8 years ago. You showed me that TRX. And remember the TRX? Man, used that thing. That is the best piece of exercise equipment I own is that TRX. You can take that anywhere, on the road, hooking on a tree, you name it, man. That thing is just, talk about balance and core, that thing is awesome.
Dude, that's great. Yeah. You still have the same one when you got it, or is it that you take it with you all the time?
Well, dude, it stays in my luggage, that TRX, man. Best thing on the planet. Yeah, so thank you very much.
Well, Matt, before you go, I've got to leave you with a piece from our Twitter feed that's running up the screen here, which I love, here on Blab. Change your Twitter handle to Magic Matt.
Magic Matt. Okay. I like that. I like that.
You have to come shirtless next time.
Matt, I'm hanging up on you. Oh, my God. I got to go.
And he's gone.
Oh, my God. He is Matt Blashaw. Thank you so much. And Sarah should be piling in here pretty soon. Yeah. So we'll stay with it. John, where'd you go?
What happened to John?
John, call back.
There he goes. He's coming back. There's Sarah.
There we go. I hear a lot of static.
Yeah,
Sarah, are you driving?
No, but I'm in my car.
Not a good connection.
Yeah.
No. Uh-oh.
That sounded like she was in a submarine.
She's out.
That's how we do it.
John, how long have you been doing the CrossFit thing?
I've been doing the CrossFit now. It's going on. I started really getting involved in December. So, I mean, it's been a good 8 months now. I mean, no, actually longer than that. It's going to go on 10 months. So 10 months of really doing it. And I used to always be a person in the gym nonstop. So I would always do, heavy weights. And now changing it up and doing the CrossFit workouts, I think I'm in the best shape that I've ever been in. And I know, Mark has done the Spartan races, and I started doing those. And to me, it's almost like competing and getting back to doing sports how I used to. Because I love playing football. I love playing baseball. I feel like CrossFit is a competition for myself every week. I'm always pushing myself and keeping track, saying, oh, I did this weight last week. I did this weight two months ago. Where am I now? And for me, it's just, it's constantly just always putting a shock to my body all the time.
Well, I know how popular it's gotten. I know CrossFit has come a long way, and that's a very popular thing now because they're popping up everywhere. You know, you always see a CrossFit gym opening up. And it's funny because in the industry, I've been in this industry for a long time. That's how I got started in this, was in fitness as a trainer and as a model. But you see the progression, just like kettlebells, John. I mean, you know, you go to the gym now, everybody uses it. At one point, it was just more of a something that we use. With and Mark, you know this, but kettlebells, now all of a sudden everybody's using kettlebells, which I think is a good thing. You know, I think it's a good thing that that happens. CrossFit's great.
Yeah,
creates a lot of lifts that normal people never used to do.
Yeah.
That now has become mainstream. But it forces, nothing forces your body to adapt better than that kind of stimuli, which is awesome. So I can imagine if you've been consistent with it, you've seen rapid progress.
Well, you know what it is too. I've always been, like, even for myself, like, when I lifted, when I used to lift heavy more, I would probably weigh around, like, 175-ish. Now, with CrossFit, I fluctuate between 155 and 160. But it's not that I've lost any muscle. I've actually gained more muscle and become more cut up.
Yeah, you're leaner.
It got leaner. It's just the aerobic workout nature of it. And
right.
And to me, it's just been a major difference.
Do you feel stronger?
Absolutely. So much stronger.
Does it matter that, or do you even count it, that you can lift more weight or less weight? Or
I don't even look at it that way. You know what, in all honesty, to me, it's not even about the lifting heavy weight, it's about getting through these intense workouts. So if I'm doing a comfortable weight that I know that I'm okay with, and I'm getting a faster time, or I'm finishing the entire workout, and I did whatever that watt is for the day, if I did it all, if I got it all done, then I'm like, oh my God, you know, I can tell it. I'm not as winded as I used to be when I first started doing the training. You know, so it's totally different.
I want to thank at DIY Girl Cave, who's been popping up in our Twitter feed, for chiming in and being part of the conversation and being a DIY person. And I want to know what a DIY Girl Cave is all about. In the meantime, however, we are going to end this blab and say thank you to Jason Cameron and Justin DePago and Sunny Besso. Thank you so much for joining us. And Matt Blashaw, Magic Matt, and John Culinary, Spartan Racer and CrossFitter and HGTV contractor. You guys rock. Please follow us and subscribe to us at My Fix It Up Life, and we'll try to keep good stuff coming your way. We're out. See you, everybody.
This is fun.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.